Jesus, Ray.
Oh. This is a practical impossibility. It's ringing.
Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey. This is the Ray Foley Podcast.
Hi, I'm Ray Foley. There's my friend JP.
Right here,
what do
yeah.
you for me?
Do you want to hear something that's minus crack? The Independent has this story. It says, a virus likely the cause of teens contracting vomiting bug after disco, according to the HSC. The gastrointestinal illness struck up to 100 teenagers after they had attended a disco in North Kerry. So they became ill within 24 hours of the disco last week, with reports of vomiting, nausea, low energy and fainting among the symptoms. And then the HSC released a statement saying they were notified last week of hundreds of people getting in touch saying their kids had experienced similar symptoms. The HSC states it now believes it could have been a virus. The investigation is ongoing, they say, with a possibility of a viral cause involving person-to-person spread, likely, they
oh,
say.
Oh, person-to-person
oh,
spread.
That old chestnut. The old yeah. classic person-to-person.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask, were they serving food at it, or was there like a contaminated chicken curry at the disco? But no, it seems that it was a person-to-person spread. I didn't know that kids were going to situations these days where they were able to have a person-to-person spread. I thought the teen disco had gone the way of the dodo. But no, teen disco's still alive and strong. And fingers crossed, all of these children are alive and strong as well.
Absolutely.
Following their the vomiting bug that they got. So person-to-person spread. What's your teenage disco nightmares? 0874-100-102. Your teenage disco... every teenage disco was a nightmare for me.
I was going to say.
Every single one of them. There isn't a single teenage disco I went to that I went, do you know what? I had a really great time.
Was that an experience that unique?
That panned out exactly the way I expected it.
I was a teenager. I'd say I was going to teenage discos from when I was probably 13 at my youngest, right up until... I'm not even sure I was going to teen discos at 18.
What were they playing? They were playing like ABBA and the Bee Gees.
all the classics. Bit of Elvis there. Yeah, thanks a million. But I would say for at least the first 2 to 3 years of that, I did not enjoy a single one. They would put the fear of God into me. And then in the later years, I kind of enjoyed them more.
Is it still... In our teen discos, there were fairly innocent affairs. This is in Mayo. I went to teenage discos in Galway, which would be a city teenage disco. And then I go to teenage discos at home in Ballina and Mayo, which would be a much more innocent affair. And a teenage disco in Ballina, you'd get the shift.
Oh, absolutely.
You'd shift one person.
Right.
Whereas the ones in Galway, you could... And this is where your
person-to-person spread.
Your super spreader events occur. Mm. The whole thing was, how many shifts did you get in the one night? So you can imagine how one of these situations could occur where all it takes is for one kid to have a tummy bug and the next thing, 100 of them have it. At least this is the way it was at the Galway teenage discos. I would avoid the Galway City teenage discos. Stay clear. I attended a couple of them. I remember my mind being blown by this challenge of my mind. JP, it was
your
blown.
Your mind was blown.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
This whole notion of how many shifts did you get tonight?
Yeah, collecting like notches on your disco post.
And that whole situation then of like, you have to get the shift.
And time's running out, guys. We've all been here for a couple of hours.
Why can't we raise our children to understand that you don't have to? Life will... Take your time. Enjoy yourself. Go spend time with your friends. Have a laugh. You don't have to score as many.
Yeah, you say that, but when you're a teenager and all your mates have gone off and they're you can see them on the dance floor there, with their hands on the hips of somebody else and they're snogging away and you're thinking, I've been left out here.
I've got a two-night stay with breakfast on both mornings and dinner on one evening in Blake's restaurant at theheritage.com. The Heritage Hotel, just 20 minutes from Kildare Village, the perfect spot for your ultimate getaway. Relax in the thermal experience, including their state-of-the-art salt cave and sauna, or enjoy a delicious meal at Blake's restaurant. And they've got group packages now available as well. You can enjoy a breakaway with your loved ones and stay in one of their beautiful new group suites. Let's do your teenage disco nightmares. I've got a bunch, like every single one. I broke my arm in a teenage disco.
That's extreme.
Yeah, because again, there was moshing. Look at me.
Not built for it.
Look at me.
He's a slender man.
I'm not.
He's willowy.
I'm willowy. I was never made for moshing. But again, there's this whole thing that which is like, oh, you're a lad. You have to mosh. So we were moshing and I broke my arm.
I was once so short of decent clothes that I wanted to wear, I borrowed a t-shirt from my mother. And I still remember.
He still has it. He still has it.
He still fits. The brand was called, ironically enough,
Chanel.
On the nose, Naff, Naff, right? And it was kind of unisex, right? In a time, you know, it was unisex. And I had no, quote, what I thought were cool clothes. So I had to borrow one of my mother's t-shirts.
I can go one better than that.
Please don't. I'll cringe. I'll die of cringe.
He wore his mother's t-shirt, but he could get away with it. I wore my mother's jeans. Levi's. And I was like, oh, cool. Levi's.
Plenty of room in the hips.
And they fit me. But they were women's jeans. They were up to here. Honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I looked like I was going to go and pick up the kids after school and drop them to football. Let me tell you, friends. JP's face is very red. We've been talking about this incident, a serious story about a bunch of kids, about like 100 kids falling sick at following a teenage disco in Kerry. And it says there might be a virus that was spread from person-to-person contact. And as we know, person-to-person contact, if it's happening anywhere, it's happening at a teenage disco. I'm shocked that teenage discos are, you know, in a world of Fortnites and Minecrafts and Roblox, I thought all the person-to-person contact was done online
these
days.
Yeah, sure, no, still ongoing.
No, they're still going to the teenage discos, getting the shift. Your teen disco nightmares, 0874-100-102. And which one do you want to read? Do you want to read?
I'll read this. I need to.
One came in.
Front up.
A text came in, and I don't see the text. And he's over there, and he's shuddering with the cringe.
I mean, I'm having a negotiation with myself as to whether I should actually read this out, but it's been sent in by a beloved listener. This listener is Aoife, right?
Hi, Aoife.
Hi, Aoife. She says, I went to a teenage disco in the Ark in Dundalk. I remember the Ark well.
Immediately bells are ringing because JP also would have gone there as a teenager.
Absolutely. It was a staple when I was about 16, 17. JP was there. Buckle up, guys. And was showing a lot of interest in me. This is Aoife talking.
Oh my God, Aoife.
She says, as soon as he knew he had the green light, he pulled his chewing gum out of his mouth and lobbed the gob on me.
Wow.
She continues, pretty good, I have to say. Well, thank you for the kind review, Aoife. It was a long time ago. Well remembered from, I don't know how many decades ago that is.
Do you remember?
I mean, like I say, it's a very long time ago. I did know a few Aoifes.
A few. Oh, Aoife, you're only one of many.
No, but she would have known a few Johns and John Pauls.
How many did you take the chew gum out for, though?
All of them. I was a gentleman. It was a real catch. Aoife says, pretty good, I have to say. Comma, he kept his chewing gum for after, though.
Of course he did.
You know, he's always
been tight. Incredibly frugal. He doesn't want to waste that juicy fruit.
It's still got its flavour in it, I'm going to go again. I'll just keep it in the hand here.
one hand held off to the side.
Yeah. Would any people who snogged Ray Foley please get in touch?
It is a short list.
I'll
tell you what. There was rarely much cause to be removing the chewing gum.
Aoife, thank you for being brave enough to admit that.
Wow, Aoife. Thank you so much. I'm inclined to give Aoife the breakaway, actually. She's clearly still traumatised.
She and I could go together, I suppose. You're right.
Do I have any more? 0874-100-102. Well, do you know what? Kieran's one is ringing a bell for me. Hang on, let me call Kieran. He's in 085, is he?
He sure is, yeah.
I like Kieran's text as well. Hang on one second.
It's ringing.
Kieran's... Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Kieran. It's Ray Foley here in Today FM. How are you, sir?
How are you doing, Ray? How are you?
I'm good, man. Where in the world are you?
Currently sitting in Cong.
In Cong? In County Mayo?
Yeah.
Is that where you're from?
No, God, no. Galway, man.
Oh, God. When Jesus,
God, no.
There's no need to be
hello
so...
Hello to everyone in Cong today.
Vociferous in your insistence that you're not a Mayo man. You're from... Whereabouts in Galway from?
In the city. Living out in the country now, in Wicklow.
All right, okay. The teen discos I would have been at... I think it was St. Pat's, actually. The couple of teen discos I went to. And like I say... It's like counting the numbers of shifts, like a multitude of shifts in one night. Would you have had the same experience?
No, very good Catholic boy.
You were a good boy. Okay, just single, mono kissing. Or non kissing.
Yeah, exactly. It's the bitch disco you're talking about, Ray, is it?
Maybe it was St. Pat's was the junior school that I went to. Yes, of course, it was the bitch was the secondary school. Yes, you're right. But I never went to I only went to the primary school and then I had moved. I was back in Mayo by the time I was going to teen discos and then it was, would have been the Vish, yeah. Right, your text. My worst experience at a teenage disco was being brought up on stage for a dance-off to 50 Cent's In Da Club.
I wasn't aware it was going to be a dance-off.
Or you were just called up at random?
Yeah, exactly.
Was there some sort of a wacky DJ-type character in sunshades, in the dark, in the dry ice situation, calling random kids up on stage to do some sort of a performance?
Some sort of presenter, so I can't... 20 years ago, so I can't really remember. It's
the last in the mists of time. I remember going to the, no word of a lie, going to the Beat on the Street, the you know, the 2FM.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know who it was. It could have been Gareth O'Callaghan or Damien McCall. I'm trying to think of the DJs I saw. Michael the Kid Cahill. Michael Cahill.
Still a kid, yeah.
He's still a kid. He never grew up. He's like Benjamin Button.
He's the Peter Pan of radio, isn't he?
These DJs that I saw, but anyway, I don't know who it was, so I can't besmirch them, their reputation. But they called up three kids up on stage. I was a kid myself at the time in the audience, but I didn't go up. And I was raging that I wasn't called. I was like, oh, I was sickened, because I would have loved it to go up and meet the DJs, you know, because I wanted, you know, to work in radio. And they made each of them drink a they made them take off their shoe and then take off their sock. Right? Mm-hmm. And then they made them put their sock over a can of Coke and then drink the can of Coke through their worn, dirty sock.
You couldn't make a child do that in 2024.
You wouldn't get away with that kind of thing now, Kieran.
No, God, no.
Do you know, there'd be a super spreader event just from my sock alone. It's that filthy. It's just...
Tuzla would be on to you.
I'd say they'd be straight on. And you know what? I was delighted. Once I saw these three up on the stage drinking through their dirty socks, I thought, you know what? I dodged a bullet there.
Kieran, I can only imagine...
It's always a great idea to start.
That's it.
Up there.
Did your guts like fall through the floor, Kieran, when you realised they were going to force you to dance in public on stage?
No. In for a penny, in for a pound. Why don't you give it a shot?
Were you on your own, Kieran? Or was there other people that you were dancing... Oh, that's the dance off. So I guess there were others competing against you.
Yeah, there was one other girl who was actually, she was part of my friend group at the time. Oh. It was just myself against her.
Oh, just a pair of ye?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, when you say friend group, was like, did you fancy her? Was there maybe a spark of romance?
No, just a gang of us that would have palled around together. Just she was one of them.
I hate to do this to you now, Kieran, but is this... Is this bringing it back? Are you triggered? I really should have given you a trigger alert there, a trigger warning.
You should have video called me. I could have done the dance for you.
You could have done it. And you know we don't give up. Who won?
Oh, she did, of course.
Sickener. Absolute sickener. The girl won.
I flashed my top. She did the same.
But you didn't have to drink a can of Coke through your dirty sock. I tell you what, Kieran, to make up for the disappointment, the damning disappointment of your teenage, your formative years, dancing up on stage to 50 Cent In Da Club, to make up for that, I'll give you a lovely breakaway in the Heritage Hotel. Just 20 minutes from Kildare Village, theheritage.com. Two nights for you, sir. Breakfast on both mornings, dinner on one evening in Blake's restaurant there. And we look after you at the Heritage. How about that?
That's fantastic. That'll surely get rid of the bad memories for me.
Hopefully. You are traumatised. I can hear it in your voice. Mm. All these years later, Kieran, you're shook. Aren't you shook, Kieran? Aren't you shook? You are. You're shook, aren't you?
Shook as a hand of math.
Listen, sir, thanks for taking the call and enjoy the break in the Heritage.
Ray,
yeah.
Ray, love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. All the best. This is today FM.
Go.
Sorry, I'm
going to
play
it. This is a practical impossibility. It's ringing.
Ray,
what?
Love the show.
This is the Ray Foley Podcast.